Todos Santos, Combo Chimbata from 2022. Heard in the last few minutes of Latino Alt Rock. Heard every Friday at 4 to 6 p.m. Central Daylight Time, at least it's daylight savings time for a while, here at KFEI. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM HD1 in Minneapolis and St. Paul, streaming around the planet at kfai.org. We are non-commercial, community-powered radio. Support for this program comes from KFAI listener members and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Programming on KFAI is made possible in part through grants from the state of Minnesota and our listeners just like you. Well, it is currently 37 degrees here in the Twin Cities. Light rain falling. Quite a bit of fog, though, when I was coming in. It kind of reminded me of all those old spooky, Universal movies back from the 30s or so, 1930s. The Wolfman, Dracula, all of those, Frankenstein with low-hanging fog on the moors, or whatever you call them. And we were just talking about that Poppy here before he left the studio. We were just talking about Nosferatu. That's kind of what that reminds me of. Anyway, it'll be about the same tomorrow, 40 degrees. More fog, and then on Sunday, 36 degrees. All right, coming up next, in fact, just in the next minute or so, here at KFEI is Good Medicine with yours truly, Roya, in the evening.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
Well, welcome to Good Medicine with your host, Royal White Eagle Taylor. I am your femme gem, your girl Friday, your lady in waiting, and I will be with you for the next 54 minutes this evening. Just want to give you a big shout out, a big han bujou kadahi to all of my relatives out there across Turtle Island and across Minnesota. We're coming to you from the top of the historic Bailey Building office suites here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we're going to be jumping all over the musical genre this evening. I was hoping to start off sharing something with you, and I'll see if I can't get that queued up again. I was listening to it in the production studio. It sounded great. I thought I would open it up here, but we'll come back to that in a few minutes here. But let's go ahead. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I want to do tonight. We've got a combination of some native Christmas humor, but done in a musical format. So we're going to have the 12 Days of Native Christmas, and that by the Cree singers from Canada. And then we'll have Harlan Mikasato reciting The Night Before Native Christmas. That'll be for all of you who are young or young at heart. That'll be later in the hour. We'll have that before we leave tonight. But the music we're going to be sharing with you, I'm going to be playing a lot of selections of the best of 2024 as chosen by listeners at the or through the Indigenous TV and Music survey. We take a lot from artists that appear there as well. So I'll tell you more about that as we get started here, particularly about the artists themselves. So here we go. This is Natasha Fisher. This is Samantha Crane with Dragonfly. Okay, guess what? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. We have some gremlins in the board here this evening. Big Pompey was telling me about this. We've got a problem with one of the channels here, so everything that I'm lining up simultaneously is not playing. So I was hoping to... Let me see if I can move this over. And we're going to have to be playing off of one channel here. So here we go again. This is Natasha Fisher with her.
But this is past my limitations. Lately I'm feeling nothing but this distance. Cause of all this space in between us, I know if I say this,
okay, that was Natasha Fisher with her. And Natasha is First Nations from Canada, up around the Thunder Bay area. You know, she is Long Lake First Nation. And that's an Ojibwe tribe or nation, if you want to call it that, in northern Ontario. She also sometimes performs with her sister, Hannah Fisher. And they like to perform roots music, powwow, techno music, electronica as well. And just before that, we heard that was Dragonfly by Samantha Crane. Samantha's from Oklahoma, central Oklahoma. She is Choctaw, and she has won 3 Native American Music Awards in the past. So she is, I think that was from 2021 is when she won those awards, and so you can check them out. They have their own websites as well, Natasha Fisher and Samantha Crane. Let's go ahead. I'm just going to see if I can bring up, you know, over the 2 years I've been doing this musical-oriented program, early on we had problems with our system here, but to have it in the last few weeks that I'm going to be on the air, it's just really frustrating. So Well, here we go. Let's see. I'm going to try and get on. This is going to be Stella Standing Bear. She has just been named by Indigenous TV and Music as the breakthrough artist. She is on the horizon here, and she does a lot of, it's mostly hard rock kind of music, and then also some hip-hop and rap. You'll see that here in just a minute. So let's go ahead with Stella Standing Bear. This is Home Run.
I'm hitting home runs. I remember when they said they didn't see something. I remember when they said I wouldn't be nothing. But I'ma keep swinging, I'ma keep swinging. I'm hitting home runs. I remember when they said they didn't see something. I remember when they said I wouldn't be nothing. But I'ma keep swinging, I'ma keep swinging. All these sleepless nights, yeah, it's on me. You got a whole team that I gotta feed. I ain't stopping till the world. To my legacy, that's all that's left of me. I keep it rolling. For the moon and stars, please don't intervene. I create my own reality, it's not a dream. I put on the work and I stuck to my routine. Came up from the bottom, now my life's a movie scene. Going to the top, move out the way. I ain't gonna stop, I'm here to stay. Yeah, I'm gonna pop, don't care what they say. I hit it at the park, it's not a home plate. I'm hitting home runs. I remember when they said they didn't see something. I remember when they said I wouldn't be. I'm hitting home runs. I remember when they said they didn't see something. I remember when they said I wouldn't be nothing. But I'ma keep swinging, I'ma keep swinging.
It's time again for the Conversational Minnesotan, KFEI's guide to help holiday travelers fit in. Today, ope. Ope is a multi-purpose interjection with several possible meanings. It may be intended as a friendly warning of possible physical contact, such as...
Ope, let me just scoop by ya.
Or as a minimization of a mistake.
Ope, my bad.
It may be thought of as the preventive singular of oops, but it can also be used to indicate discovery or acknowledgement, such as...
Ope. Don't forget to go to KFAI.org and make a donation, don't you know?
Stay tuned for more helpful tips for out-of-towners on KFAI, non-commercial, community-powered radio.
Welcome back to KFEI Fresh Air Community Radio. You're listening to us on 90.3 FM HD1 in Minneapolis and St. Paul and streaming around the world at kfai.org. We are non-commercial, community-powered radio. Well, let's see. Just before the break, I was telling you that we were listening to Dragonfly by Samantha Crane and Her by Natasha Fisher. And we just had, this was kind of an instrumental version. What I had coming up said that it wasn't that necessarily. But that's Throne. And where are they from? Here we go. Oh, I had it here, but it's not. Here we go. Game of Thrones. No, that's not. Okay. I'll tell you a little bit more about them in a minute or two. But we had Stella Standing Bear. She is Lakota. She's a recipient in 2023 of the New Artist for the Native American Hip Hop Awards. So, okay. I'll tell you a little bit more about Throne in a minute. But I wanted to play you a little treat. We haven't done it since, I suppose, last year as well. This is the Northern Cree Singers. So it's a little humorous version. You've heard of the 12 Days of Christmas, that classic, probably drawn off of European culture. But this is a little cheeky version here by Northern Cree Singers from Canada. So here we go with the Indian 12 Days of Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a Northern Cree CD. On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two cups of coffee and a Northern Cree CD. On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a Northern Cree CD. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a Northern Cree CD. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me five golden leaves, four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a Northern Cree CD. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me six Indian tacos, five golden leaves, four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a Northern Cree CD. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me seven wives are cooking, six Indian tacos, five golden leaves, four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a Northern Cree CD. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me eight grapes of sweetgrass, seven wives are cooking, six Indian tacos, five golden leaves, four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a Northern Cree CD. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me nine ladies singing, eight braids of sweetgrass, seven wives are cooking, six Indian tacos, five golden leaves, four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a Northern Cree CD. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
heads of sweetgrass, 7 wives of cooking, 6 Indian tacos, 5 golden leaves, 4 fries and gravy, 3 hand drums, 2 cups of coffee, and a northern creasy knee. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 11 blank cakes, 10 toy Indians, 9 ladies singing, 8 braids of sweetgrass, 7 wives are cooking, 6 Indian tacos, 5 golden leaves, 4 fries and gravy, 3 hand drums, 2 cups of coffee, and a northern tree CD. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 drumsticks, 11 blank tapes, 10 toy Indians, 9 ladies singing, 8 braids of sweetgrass, 7 wives are cooking, 6 Indian tacos, 5 golden leaves, 4 fries and gravy, 3 hand drums, 2 cups of coffee, and a northern greasy dee.
Okay, the Indian 12 Days of Christmas by the Northern Cree of Red Rock. So hope you enjoyed it. That was done back in 2011. So, all right. Well, we've been waiting for it here. This was chosen by listeners at the Indigenous Music Channel. And this is from 2024, the most requested artist, and we played this this particular selection as well earlier in the year, but it's just such a very cool song here. So let's go ahead with Tia Woods and Dirt Roads.
Big stars in the making.
Tia Woods with Dirt Roads. You know, last week when I had my son on, we played a similar title song called Dusty Roads. And then we had Ken Pomeroy as well talking about the Wall of Death. But and she was also listed on the runners-up to Tia Woods. But I thought, well, we had just heard her last week, so we won't play that. Tia Woods is Plains Cree and Salish, so that's kind of heading out west up there across the Medicine Treaty line up there into from Alberta into British Columbia as well. So I love that song. That's Tia Woods. And as I said before, we listened to Throne. That's a male-female duo there. They are both Muscogee Creek from Oklahoma, and they have stage names. I was looking for their given names at birth, but I couldn't find that for you. So Hyathus and Miksa Waki, so in the Creek language, Muscogee Creek, there in eastern Oklahoma. So hope you enjoyed that. Well, let's keep going with some selections from the Indigenous Music Survey for the best of 2024, and this is another one. We played this selection, but it's worth it to go ahead again, since it was chosen by so many Native listeners out there. This is Brown Man by Sebastian Gaskin.
I am a red man. I get a boost when they doubt, running loose, running wild. Kicking down their doors, so they used to me now. I'm unexpected, I still shine. Winners write the story, but they ain't read mine. Okay, I call the shots from the soil, mom and pop. Running with the reaper and the evil, yelling volatile. Had to trip and fall a lot. Lost a couple on the way too. Diamonds in the rough, but it's funny, that's how we play too. My name true, it ring bells. We came through, might bring hell. MJ, my wingspan, pump bows and I prevail. Nervous when you want it, bitch, I'm never scared. Got a pickup full of warriors, I get us there. No time, hand-me-downs, clothesline. Surrounded by the weary, today the day I change the reason. Mama, I be teary, don't believe me, I believe it. Pessimistic shit, I get it, get it. Kick out the uncertain, we immersed in. But you know I get it loose when they doubt. Running loose, running wild. Kicking down their joy, so they used to me now. I'm unexpected, I still shine. Winners write the story, but they ain't read mine. And I still shine. But they ain't read mine. Winners write the story, but they ain't read mine. Winners write the story, I'm a script flipper. Built different, quick missions. Left for dead so many times, I'm still kicking. Yeah. Switching my momentum up, realizing I've been enough. The hunger real, no meal ticket, blood sweating, you know. We shed them like a new coat, raised by apprehension. This the life that you chose, you treat it like a hobby. It's my refuge, dog. My name and likes don't mean nothing, it's for my nephews, dog. Okay, the loose cannon might sound off when least expected. And ring from every mountain, so the valley learn its lesson. Leave a skeptic head scratching, hand me down red fashion. We the wrong ones to doubt everything I said. I get a boost when they doubt, running loose, running wild. Joy said they used to me now. I'm unexpected, I still shine. Winners write the story, but they ain't read mine. But they ain't read mine. Then I still shine.
At KFAI, we know the difference between tactical
and tactile.
KFAI is flexible, versatile, and fluent in multiple genres. It covers world music like no commercial station can. Program hosts strategically map out their shows by hand, giving them an advantage over automated, algorithm-generated playlists. Tactical.
KFAI is tactile because it's a safe space. It gives me the feels when I listen to how much the program hosts care about their shows and how much they appreciate the listeners and everyone that donates at KFAI.org. KFAI is a perfect blend of safe
and secure because KFAI is non-commercial, community-powered, tactically tactile radio.
Do you need a hug?
Was in the moon of winter time when all the birds had fled, that mighty Kitchimanitou sent angel choirs instead. Before their light the stars grew dim, and wandering hunters heard the hymn. Jesus, your King is born. Jesus is born. In excelsis gloria. Within a lodge of broken bark, the tender babe was found. A ragged robe of rabbit skin enwrapped his beauty round.
And as the hunter braves tonight, the angel's song rang loud and high. Jesus, your King is born. Jesus is born. In excelsis gloria. The earliest moon of winter time is not so round and fair as was the ring of glory upon that helpless infant there. The chiefs from far before him knelt with gifts of fox and beaver pair. Jesus, your King is born. Jesus is born. In excelsis gloria. O children of the forest free, O sons of Manitou, that holy child of earth and heaven is born today for you. Come kneel before the radiant boy who brings you beauty, peace, and joy. Jesus, your King is born. Jesus is born. In excelsis gloria.
Welcome back to KFEI Fresh Air Community Radio. You're listening to us at 90.3 FM HD1 in Minneapolis and St. Paul and streaming around Turtle Island at kfai.org. We are non-commercial, community-powered radio. Well, that was Tom Jackson right there after the break. That was the Huron Carol, and that's an old Canadian, French-Canadian Cree version of an old Jesuit-composed song. So Tom Jackson is, you would recognize him if you saw him. You could probably tell by that voice. He was originally a musician, performer, and then moved into acting. You've seen him on a lot of television programs. Tall, very regal looking individual. He's from the Toronto area as well. So Huron Carol with Tom Jackson. And right before that, before the break, we played Brown Man by Sebastian Gaskin. And Sebastian is also from the Northern Ontario area as well. We've played him here at Good Medicine in the past. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and see if we can't get this in just before we have to leave you. But I played this in previous years, both Indigeneity Rising and for Good Medicine. So here we go with Harlan Mikasato, The Night, The Native American Night Before Christmas.
It was the night before Christmas when all through the teepee, not a creature was stirring, nothing crawly, nothing creepy. The moccasins were hung from the lodge poles with care, in hopes that old Red Shirt soon would be there. The kids were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of choke cherries danced in their heads. And I in my Pendleton, and Ma in her skins, had just cuddled up cozy against cold winter winds. When out in the camp rose a noise so humongous, I thought a wildcat had sneaked in among us. Up I jumped and ran through the clutter, threw back the flap, and made the lodge shudder. The moon and the stars in the night sky were blinking, like the headlight that shines on my 69 Lincoln. When what to my wondering eyes did show but an old wooden sleigh and 8 buffalo. With a plump little driver who was so well fed, I thought for a minute it was flying fry bread. Like thundering clouds, these mammoths, they came, and he whistled and shouted, and called them by name. Now Harjo, now Redbo, now Chino and Soodle, on Tall Chief, on Jim Boy,
on White Cloud and Sir Pahoodle.
To the top of the trees, to the top of the bushes, he yelled, haul your fur and move your tushes. Like pine cones caught and tossed by a whirlwind and suspended in air by the magic of medicine, up to the lodge top, the bison, they flew with a sleigh full of commodities and the old Indian too. Then in a moment they froze there in space, and I felt all the color drain from my face. I turned back inside just as quick as wink, as down the smoke hole old Red Shirt did sink. He was dressed in red buckskins from his head to his foot. With beadwork and fringe, he really looked good. A medicine bundle he had by his side, on his back a large bag made of buffalo hide.
A headdress he wore as tall as a crown, made of white turkey feathers, all tipped in brown.
His skin was as wrinkled as sun-baked earth, but none of these things told of his worth. He spoke not a word, but used sign language instead, and filled all the moccasin with toys and fry bread. And then, like smoke rising into the night, he gave me a wink and took to his flight. Up through the smoke hole, into the sleigh, awaken his team with a hearty hoka hey. And I heard him exclaim as they thundered out of sight, Merry Christmas to all my relations, and to all a good night.
A good night, as they say down in Oklahoma. So I hope you enjoyed that. Harlan McCosato, you know, he was the voice of Native America Calling for many years, and then he left that program and he passed away about 10 years ago, so he's walked on as well. All right, you know, we've had a little fun here listening to some stories and certainly listening to the music of Native American artists, but I want to take just a few moments, a little more somber tone. And, you know, this is always misunderstood because everyone is, at this time of the year, is thinking in terms of peace, the message of Christianity and Jesus Christ. And so here we go, at least in this continent, those Indians, they have to ruin everything, right? That's what we're always told, you know, get over it. But yesterday was a commemoration of the hanging. The United States government likes to refer to it as an execution of combatants, enemy combatants, of 38 Dakota males, plus two. Eventually, they found two more that they felt like deserved to be hung by the neck. And I don't mean to be so graphic in my description of it, but the Dakota descendants who were banished from the territory of Minnesota, some of these famous names that you hear, that are bandied about as great heroes of Minnesota. And I think we have to say it, of white Minnesota, not of native Minnesota. And there's always been resistance to talking about the presence and some of the tragedies, the travesties, and the crimes committed against the Native people here in Minnesota, the Dakota, the Ojibwe, and the like, all the way up into present time, the last century. But this occurred back in 1862, and these descendants of those who were banished from Minnesota by Alexander Ramsey, they have make their way every December 25th, or previously, they start their ride from eastern South Dakota east into Minnesota, which is now a state, and then they arrive on the day after Christmas, so December 26th, which was yesterday, Thursday. And they have a commemoration, an honor song, and a remembrance. The name is read of those individuals who were hung, their Dakota names, at a ceremony there in Mankato, in a public square there, which has been set aside for that very purpose. But I just wanted to remember them because those individuals ride all the way on horseback, as their ancestors did, and then they do it in sometimes very sub-zero freezing weather, snowstorms. You know, interestingly enough, over the years, when it was first started about 15 years ago, there wasn't a lot of support, there wasn't a lot of understanding. I noticed that yesterday the electronic media paid some attention to it as well. There's also a run that accompanies, not necessarily on the same route, but it begins here in the Twin Cities and then makes its way down of Native runners overnight. They start out, and sometimes that's been very cold faring as well, but they all arrive on early on the morning of December 26th when those hangings took place. And so I just want to remember that tonight. And then also coming up next, I believe it's next, whenever December 29th is, it's a commemoration and a remembrance of the massacre at Wounded Knee when Bigfoot's band of the Lakota Nation were massacred, even though they had surrendered and were hoping to find their way to refuge on a reservation in South Dakota. And that was carried out by militia and U.S. cavalry troops there in South Dakota. And my predecessor, my mentor here at KFEI, Laura Waterman Woodstock, who was Seneca from New York, always used to like to read from a book called Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee. And right at the end, when it talks about, this is by Dee Brown, it talks about the massacre there at Wounded Knee in South Dakota. And it describes the irony of what was observed there and recorded by eyewitnesses, that the small mission church there at Wounded Knee had a banner that had been placed over the altar or the front of the church where the services take place. And that banner said, and I wish I had that quotation from that book. It's more eloquent than what I'm able to provide, but it talked about peace on earth reigning, the Prince of Peace who had come to be a savior to all of humanity. But unfortunately, apparently, Native Americans, the first Americans, the indigenous people of this continent, as we refer to it at Good Medicine as Turtle Island, we were not to be included in that as well. And that those many of those type of eradication, and I'll just go ahead and say it, I know it offends a lot of people who reflect back on World War II and what happened in Europe, but it was a genocide as well on this continent. And the term and the understanding was not common. It was not understood. And so many people today say, oh, well, you're looking backward with, in hindsight, from an understanding of a modern experience back to something that was, I guess, very common in those days. But again, the irony that people could come and proclaim that they are bringing peace on earth along with their guns and their horses and their sabers and the like. And it was the native people who experienced that, so very similar to what indigenous people in many parts of the world also experience. So there we go again. There's those Indians. We're always making, you know, bringing to a realization that, you know, sometimes life isn't always so great for everybody. And if you had an opportunity to be with friends and had plenty to eat and were in a warm domicile and had gifts to share with each other, you know, not everybody was fortunate to have that as well. We've seen that historically, and we see it in contemporary times, in particularly among Native people here. All right, well, usually we end with a little music, and I think we'll try and play that. We'll try and remember here. Let me see if I can get this. I told you earlier that, nope, it doesn't look like we're going to be able to do it here. We've got all kinds of problems here tonight, so I was just lucky to get through this, and we'll be back next week. We will be working very hard to solve these problems, and then we will be with you here, same time, 6 p.m.